Abigail is on it. Thank God for Abigail. And I don't have one.
All right, talk.
Amen. So it is an honor and a privilege to be here this morning with such awesome people of God. It is a treasure that only God can give. It has been a blessed morning already, Brother Harrison. Come here, Brother Harrison. Came in this morning and we talked and laughed and talked about Jesus and this man. Amen. Hallelujah. And for his amazing wife and his awesome children, thank you for whatever the Lord used you for to make him the way he is. Bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
All right. Because I know you didn't do it all by yourself. Amen. Amen. And so I want to give God praise and honor. I'm going to be washing my hands, and my wife's going to pray over me, and she's got me talking until she gets back. Amen. Amen. God bless the Ruffins for being here this morning, the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And the Floreses, my second family, my AKA is Flores. Yes. Pastor, minister, Reverend Deacon Benjamin Todd Davis. / Flores. Amen. Amen. And amen. I'm telling you, I'd have hooked up with a great amen. amen. So wash first or pray first. Amen. Amen. So y'all just bear with me just a minute. It's been such a blessed morning. It's been such a blessed day. I feel like I've had almost a whole day of blessings and it's only been a couple hours. And I'm just overwhelmed. Yeah. Amen. And I'm grateful to God. Amen. All right, I'm gonna get out of here, but y'all, you brothers, stand by just in case. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hands, your feet, and your mouthpiece. We thank you, Lord Jesus, yes, that you have poured out your people. We ask, my God, that every word, every lift of his voice, Lord Jesus, be a ministry unto everyone who will listen, even now and later on, Father, that every heart will be healed, Lord Jesus, yes, not because of us, but because of you, that yes, your Holy Spirit will stand strong in us this day, Lord Jesus. We pray, Father, you will strengthen your servant, his body, his mind, and his spirit, my God, that he will fulfill all that you have for him in this day. In Jesus' name, we bless and honor you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you. Thank you. What is your wife's name? Abigail?
Kelly. Abigail's my daughter. Benjamin is my son.
Benjamin, Kelly, Abigail.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, for you are worthy of all praises and all righteousness, we bless you because you are God and there is no other. We thank you, Lord, for bringing in your people into this house, into this place of worship, into this house of prayer. We bless you because your word is here. Your people are here. Your presence and your spirit is in this house. Father, we bless you for Harrison, Abigail, Benjamin, and Kelly. Wherever they are and whatever they're doing, keep them safe and in your loving arms, guarded and protected by your presence. Let no harm come to them. Let your peace reside in their presence, in their minds, even as they sleep. Wake them up refreshed with their hearts and their minds stayed on thee, prepared for the rapture, prepared for duty, prepared to fulfill what you have assigned for their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank God for everyone in this house. Amen. Can I get some of you all to stand with me? Amen. We don't have a lot of time this morning. Amen. Because we already had church. Amen. So we're just bringing y'all some. Amen. The baptism yesterday. Was that awesome?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. The baptism is on YouTube. It's only like 6 minutes and 12 seconds. You should look. It's awesome. And one of our baptismees, is that a word?
Not really.
Okay. One of our baptismees are here. Let's Amen. 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 I can't tell you what a blessing it is to have her with us and her family and their love for Christ. And she took the plunge yesterday. Is that my phone? Somebody don't really know me, do they? Amen. Hello. And don't take no money out of there. And it was wonderful. It was just awesome to have. It was just awesome to be a part of such a dynamic service, because baptism is a service.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. The saints were gathered. We're praying. We're worshiping. All you guys saw the baptism, but we had a little service before that. Mm-hmm. So we give God praise. We magnify Him. And Leslie, God bless you in Jesus' name. Yeah. Amen. All right. Amen. We're going to go ahead and pray now,
yes,
and then I'll talk later.
Okay.
Okay.
Our first prayer is Kathy.
Kathy.
She's asking for prayer for deliverance from discouragement.
Ah, because that is a spirit.
Yes.
That is a spirit.
She has been married for 38 years.
Wow.
But she describes her husband as a cold man.
Oh.
And her daughter is also cold. And so their behavior hurts her.
Yeah.
And she's just discouraged, and she's asking for prayer.
I get that. I understand. Amen. We're going to pray. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have some soldiers to stand in on her behalf. How's that?
Amen.
Amen. I want, can I borrow your wife for a minute? Joanna, you come over here. Pasician, you come here.
Yeah.
Amy, they need to be standing like this. And Leslie, you stand right here. Hamisho Olaviechan.
You want them lined up?
Yes, I want them lined up because they're going to represent this family.
Okay.
I do hear that. I hear it. Okay. So we're going to substitute Leslie for her sister. You got a sister in here, Leslie?
Me, I'm going.
There you go. I'm just checking. Amen. Leslie is encouraged and she's ready to roll. She's ready to go. Things aren't perfect. Join the club. Leslie has a... God recognizes the beauty and the purity in your heart for Him.
Yes.
And it makes Him smile. Because He is pleased at how, you criticize you way more than God does. You pick on you way more than God does. And the enemy doesn't have to, because you've got that area covered.
Right. Oh, Lord.
He's like, you don't have to be that way. He said, I have accepted you for who you are. And I'm working on what the outcome will be. He wants you to take it easy on you. If He's not harassing you, He don't want you harassing you either. Amen?
Amen.
You cannot change the past.
Amen.
You can't go back and redo anything. It's done. Once God forgives you for it, you are forgiven. Don't let the enemy, don't let the enemy,
guilt.
Thank you. Don't let the enemy guilt you into thinking that you're not good enough to be in Christ. Because if God says you're good enough, you're good enough.
Yes.
God does not deal with guilt. He deals with conviction.
Yes.
Once He convicts you and you repent, God's done.
Yes.
All that extra stuff is the enemy and your flesh trying to make you feel you ain't good enough. You ought to come on back in with us because you ain't good enough. I told you you wouldn't. They're just a lie and they breath stink. That's not true.
Amen.
Amen. So you don't have to stand here.
Okay.
Amen. God bless you, brother. Amen. 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 Nari Olamiyasan. What was her name?
Her name was Kathy.
Kathy, I get it. I understand. Oh, this is so good, Lord. I see that. Okay. So have they washed their hands already? Okay. And they've been anointed. So this, okay. Show me that again. Okay. So put your hand like this and like this and this. Y'all see this?
Yeah.
That's how y'all need to be.
But like the holy
There we go.
There we go. There we go. Now anoint this top.
Thank you.
Anoint this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. As the dew of Hermon. Come over, take a, make sure you get it down there. Even though you're standing in for someone else, this is also for you. Sometimes the Lord speaks through pictures in my head. And sometimes I have problems saying what he told me because he didn't told me. He showed me. And I don't always know the words
right.
to put in it to me. What's her name again?
Kathy.
Laisiano. When you see this, Kathy, I need you to raise your hands to God. God! For every person that's dealing with discouragement, I need Harrison over here with Jeremiah. Yes. And David, man, he's fast. Lo Usamia, step up. Right there. For every person that's dealing with discouragement, for every person that's dealing, sometimes you still believe, I'm just tired. Sometimes the world will wear you out. When you are actually fighting in the battle, you get tired. It's not that you're tired of the battle. I'm just tired while I'm fighting the battle. Yeah. I'm not asking the Lord to come kill me now, Lord. I'm tired. I'm just saying, Lord, look, I'm still here and I get tired, right? I'm still in the flesh. The world still has an impact on my atmosphere because I'm in it. Do y'all follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
Sometimes the impact is in your house.
Amen.
Sometimes it's on the job. Sometimes it's in the car.
Yes.
But whatever the impact is, Lord, I'm still here. Yes. I'm still dealing with it. Yes. And I need some help. Yes. Because I know my strength is not going to last.
Right.
So I need your strength.
Yes.
Because I can't do this without you.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
It doesn't matter how saved you are.
Right.
If you're still walking around here in the flesh, amen.
Amen.
So my prayer are for those men and women, husbands and wives, children that are dealing with. I'm just.
Yes.
It's a weight.
Yes, it is.
It's a weight. It's a weight, and it presses down.
Yes.
And if you don't have the power of God to lift you up in the middle of the press.
Yes. Right.
Amen.
Amen.
You need the power of God to lift you because you can't do it.
Right.
You can't do this. You can't fight this battle on your own. This battle is bigger than you.
Yes.
And remember, we war not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities in high places. This is a spiritual thing. You don't fight a spiritual warfare with sticks. You fight the spirit in the spirit. You got to fast and pray. The Bible says some things come only but by fasting and prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Some of these things you got to fast your way through. And maybe not just you, maybe somebody that's in a situation like you that knows what you're going through and can understand what you're dealing with. Get together. The Bible says, well, there are two or three gathered together in my name. Harrison and I found that out this morning. Well, there's two or three gathered together in my name doing what? Touching and agreeing. The Lord said, I will be there.
Yes.
And light and darkness cannot exist in the same place. So if God is there, did y'all catch that?
Yes.
So if God is there, the enemy is not.
Amen.
And now I can get my prayer through. I can get some answers now because there's two or three. Not that God don't hear you, but isn't it better with reinforcements?
Yes.
Isn't it so much better when you got some help?
Yes.
When you don't feel like you're standing there by yourself fighting?
Yes.
So I'm praying for every person that's dealing with this. This prayer is for every person that's dealing with a spouse that just don't get it. dealing with spouses that don't get it, dealing with children that don't understand the importance of salvation because they live in their best life now. Dealing with people that just don't want to be on the same page you're on. People that they purposely don't understand. I don't understand because I don't want to understand. You can minister to them, but as far as they're concerned, that don't affect me. You're not talking to me. You're talking to somebody else, even though it's got their name on it. They don't accept it, so you can't be talking to me. God said, I feel every pain. I feel every He said, I feel every discomfort.
Yes.
I've caught every tear.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I know every testimony. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, including this.
Yes.
I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, including this. Because we're never going to be out of this war until we leave this place. And so even if you're not fighting this battle, you're going to be fighting a battle.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
You might not have a light bill, but if you got a gas bill, a water bill, you got a car note, you got stuff. Just because you paid that one off don't mean there's not another one right around the corner.
Amen.
And so the Lord says, since you have to fight anyway, what was that you keep in your Bible? The whole armor of God. You have to wear the whole armor or you're not going to make it. It don't make sense to ask God to deliver you when you're not equipped with the armor that he's given you.
Amen.
Why are you asking God to deliver you when you're not doing your part?
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, heal me. Lord, heal me.
Right.
Lord, make them stop. Make them stop. But you curse as much as they are.
Amen. Yes.
How is God going to deliver you and your prayer when you're just as guilty as the one you're asking him to deliver you from? God, there has to be a difference. You can't be like the person you're praying against and expect a different outcome. You can't be like them. There has to be a difference. Light and darkness can never look the same. Anybody, light and darkness will never look the same. There is always a distinct difference between light and dark. When people walk into a place, they know the difference immediately. When they walk into your atmosphere and there's two spirits, they should be able to tell which spirit is God and which is not. If they can't tell the difference, you've got a problem.
Stop
asking me to fix the problem if you're not going to do your part.
Amen.
Replace the criticism with prayer.
Yes.
Replace the borderline hatred with a little more love.
Yes.
Even if you're sharing the love that you would give to me, share a little bit of that with her.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
If you don't have enough love in you of your own, give them some of mine.
Amen.
He said,
yeah.
And you'll see the difference.
Uh-huh.
And it won't take a lifetime. Amen. Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, I felt that all in here. I felt that. Did you feel that? I felt that. Did you? Oh, my God. The Lord is willing to share some of your love for him
uh-huh.
with whoever you're having the problem with.
Uh-huh.
How crazy cool is that? Hi, Jasmine. Oh, my God. Siviota Yasaman. Halaviasha. Okay, I got that. Take this off and give me the water. Don't move. The Lord said, we're going to fix this. I know y'all hands is tired. You're going to be through in a minute. Amen. Amen. The Lord says, you can do this. Move that hand. The Lord says, you can do this. Move that hand. The Lord says, you can do this. Move that hand. Move that hand. The Lord says, you can do this. Move that hand.
One more time.
The Lord says, you can do this. Remove that hand. The Lord says, you can do this. Remove that hand. Amen. You can do this, daughter. men, women, brothers, sisters in Christ, you can do this. Amen. You can do this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And besides, it's not my bank book I'm depending on. It's his bank book I'm depending on. I'm not trying to write a check on what I think I got. I'm writing my check on what God's got, because I know he's got it. It's not my strength. I have none. The strength of the Lord is the strength. That's what I'm talking about. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Amen. Did I pray for them? Yes, I did. All right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Tammy is standing for her niece, who is an atheist. She wants to see her saved.
Let me tell you something, and I got you, Tammy, and I'm with you. There were a lot of atheists up until 9/11. Then you had a lot of ex-atheists calling on God. I thought you didn't know God. I thought it wasn't no God. You couldn't. You almost had to make a reservation to get in the church. It was so full. For weeks, people were lined up against the wall because they didn't know what the next blow was going to be. And all them, I didn't hear nothing about no atheists. Everybody was either blaming God or thanking God it didn't happen to them. But they all knew God. They all knew it was a God. And then once it died down and everything, they figured got back to normal. Then they went back into their atheist kick. But you laying on your deathbed, you're going to call somebody. And I bet you ain't going to call Buddha. I bet you ain't going to call Harry Carey. Christers.
Well, that's right.
Right. I bet you. Give me some more. Give me some. What? You see? She gave me the skunk eye. You see that? Well, I'm paraphrasing. They know God when they need something. But when they think they got it. I don't know nothing about the God. We're all gods in our own self. Let somebody start shooting at you. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Right? Yeah? Let the doctor say you got cancer, you got 3 days to live. Oh God, no. Yeah, do you, 3 days. Oh God, no. Now all of a sudden, they're not atheists. My grandmama was a pastor. Now they go remember it. All the church they used to go to. Church. That's not in the black hood. Church. Amen. So, amen. We got Harry Church. Okay, so anyway. So, I'm going to pray for this so-called atheist. I'm going to pray for this atheist. I know that's what they tell us that they are. But when the rubber meets the road, a lot of atheists ain't going to be no atheists. And when the rapture happened, a lot of people gonna believe in Jesus. Amen. That's why Paul saw, he's like, who are all these other people? There's so many, can't even count. He says, surely you know, huh?
John.
He said, surely you know, these are those that came out of the great tribulation. So based on the information that I've gleaned, there's gonna be way more people coming out of the tribulation up than the people that are going up with the bride.
Amen.
Because now they believe. I ain't atheist no more, Lord. I know now, Lord. Come and get me, Lord. No, 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 no. See, y'all understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Okay, you want me to hurry up, don't you? Oh, okay, good. So anyway, amen, so we're going to pray. Tammy.
Yes.
I got it, right? Yes. See? I got. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. I'll be here on Thursday. Amen. Total recall. I got one right. Amen. I am going to leave it alone. Amen. Counts. Thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you for Tammy, for reaching out for help to pray for her friend, her niece, who believes or says that she's an atheist. Father, we know that without you, none of us would be here. And every person knows that son ain't hanging up there on nothing. Every person knows whatever it takes to bring that niece back into reality. Because in my spirit, I'm seeing that there's somewhere along the line, they know who Christ, they learned who Christ was. And so it's not that they will get to know him, but that they will reengage, yes. that they will come back into the knowledge and the wisdom of Christ. Because one day, the Bible says, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee shall bow. You either gonna bow here or you gonna bow there, but you gonna bow somewhere. Amen. You gonna admit that Jesus is Lord one way or another, sooner or later, here or there. One day you are gonna admit, you are gonna drop to your knees and you're gonna say, Jesus is Lord. He is God Almighty. He is God in the flesh. There is no doubt in my mind that Jesus is who he said he is. One day you're gonna do that. And you are gonna do it whether to do you some good. Amen. Or you're gonna do it because you have no choice. Either way it goes, you're gonna do it. You're gonna admit, you're gonna cry out that Jesus is Lord. And you're not gonna stand up and do it. You're gonna be on your knees, bowing before God. Why not do it when it can do you some good? Why not do it when it'll help you get on the road of recovery, where it gets you into the gates of God? Why not accept? You already know the truth. You already know what the truth is. And the Bible says you are going to bow one day. Isn't it better to surrender than to be tasered and arrested?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Isn't it better to just walk in and say, hey, I know you know, you may not be looking for me or not, but here I am. I did this, 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 and this. Repent. Amen. Than to get caught in the middle of your mess and get locked up for life. Amen.
Amen.
This is where you make the choice. You have no choice when you leave here. When you leave here, whatever your life was, whatever your relationship was with God, will dictate where you go, whether you had a relationship or not. However you were when you leave, that will dictate what happens when you leave. Amen?
Amen.
Isn't it better to get it right? This is a proving ground. This is where you pick sides. Everybody's going to have a side. Everybody has to pick a side, either by choice or by default.
Amen.
Well, I'm neutral. I don't know about Jesus. I don't know about Buddha. I'm just being me. When you reject God, you have picked sin.
Yes.
When you reject God, you automatically default to Satan. Automatically. When you don't specifically, purposely, sincerely choose God, you have chosen Satan. You become an enemy of God. The Bible doesn't say anything about, do you like me? He said, do you love me?
Amen.
In God's perspective, it's either you love him or you hate him. Do you want to be somebody that hates God? I don't hate God. I don't hate God. But if you don't love him, the Bible says you do. There's no in between. You is or you ain't. You pregnant or you not. You a man or a woman. I don't care what they chop off and tape on. You are, God checked that DNA. He know exactly what he made.
Amen.
Oh, tape it on, glue it on, whatever, sew it on, whatever they do with it. Whatever you were when you got here, that's the way God sees you. I don't care what, you can spray paint a Buick all day long, ain't never gonna be no Cadillac. Never. You can change the rim, put a new engine in, put a thing on the top, big old rims on the back. It's still a Buick.
Amen.
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 Because they check that VIN number. They're like, oh, I know what you were when you came out the factory.
Yes.
You a LeSabre. You a Buick. I know exactly. You know what I'm saying, right? You think God's stupid just because you acting ignorant? Don't. Ah. Oh. Lord, help us. Come on. Did I pray yet?
No.
Oh, well, then let me pray for Tammy.
Oh, you did. I'm sorry. You prayed for her.
Oh, praise the Lord. Am I supposed to be praying for somebody else now?
There's another.
Oh, okay. Well, come on then. Why are y'all holding up? Let's go, woman.
You don't want to call her.
We prayed for her last week, but she seems a little bit more desperate. This is Savannah.
I remember Savannah.
Still looking for a place. She has 10 days to find a place to live.
Can y'all stand up? Those of you, Savannah obviously believed that the Lord can do it, and we know that he can. God can do it. God can do it. God can do it. God can do it. I'm confessing it because it's true. I'm putting it in the atmosphere because it's true. I'm telling you, God can do it. I've seen God do things that just did not make sense. I've seen God make the impossible extremely possible. He made the invisible visible. He made someone that did not have the ability to move to get up and walk. God can do anything. God can do it. We're praying that the perfect will of God be done in Savannah's situation. We always want God's perfect will. I don't want God to give her something that's going to hurt her or interfere with her testimony. I want God's perfect will to be done. That's why I don't give God specifics. Lord, I want you to do it like this and do it like this and do it like this. I ain't got sense enough to know what's the right way. God knows the right way. And so my prayer is always, Lord, let your perfect will be done so that you will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory out of this. We're praying for her to have a home, for her to not be stressed out, for her to be at peace in you, in her new place. She's got 10 days. That's my prayer. But Lord, what I'm asking you is, that's my side of it. But Lord, you know all the details. Yes. I only know what I hear, but you know it all. And I'm asking if you will, please, to speak the word from your throne to her atmosphere so that she will run right into what you've given her, so that she can't avoid it, so it can't avoid her. It's in place and she's on track. And then this, Father, we're praying that your perfect will be done. I've seen you do this over and over. You did it for me. Yes. I know you can do it. You did it for T. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. You can do it. Let us show and give her the testimony. Give her the testimony. Father, I know that there are others with the same type of testimony that they need. They need shelter. They need provisions. I know you are able, Lord. We're asking that you would move on their behalf. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Was that it?
Yeah, one more.
One more.
Sean.
Yes. So I need Jeremiah and Harrison to stand right here. So y'all come this way. Y'all come this way. I need them anointed. Hallelujah. We getting finished awfully quick. I don't know if I like that.
You started off with it.
I have a prayer, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Prayer request.
Yes.
My brother Greg's sister was just rushed to the hospital this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
We just pray for the doctor to diagnose correctly.
Yes.
And her immediate healing.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Amen. Anoint their hands. T, can you stand here? There you go. Can you set up? Is Ryan here yet? Hi, Ruben. Okay. How you doing, Tex? Amen. 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 T?
Yes.
I have these. Read both sides. Soldiers for Christ, soldier for life.
Oh, that's what you say.
That's what I say. I ordered 300.
Okay.
Large, small, and medium. They'll be here in 2 weeks. I want to start sending them out to anybody that wants one. Yes, we do. She might need a little help. Amen. Uh-oh, Lord. I'm in trouble now. Amen. It is your sister-in-law?
So my brother's sister.
Your brother's sister. Shalomia. Father God, you are able. First of all, thank you.
Thank you.
For you are worthy. Thank you. For there is no God like our God. Thank you. For being for bringing us your peace. Thank you for your everlasting presence. Thank you for dying on the cross. Thank you for standing in the gap for us, for me. Thank you, for you are worthy. I know, Lord, that you have the authority to speak and it's done. I know you have doctors on your payroll too. You have nurses and medical staff and aides, and you have people in the hospitals, and you have people that are working on your behalf, and you have real believers doing your will in the hospitals and the doctor's offices and the emergency rooms. I know you do. And we're asking in the name of Jesus that you would have one of your people, your people, working on our people.
Yes, thank you.
That your people will be working with your other people. That you would heal and deliver, properly diagnosing, doing what's necessary to bring them out with a speedy recovery. Let your perfection be made known and give them that testimony in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. And now who am I praying for? Sean, now take his hand. I'm so proud of you, Jeremiah. I am. It's a job, but it's the best job you'll ever have. It's gonna be a struggle sometime because that's just the way life is. But when you come out smooth, rose, amen. Hallelujah. For God himself is worthy of all of our praises. Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, you know our brother Dominique. What a faithful family that they have. And they're bringing others to you. Whatever the attack, whatever the problem, whatever the situation, whatever the environment, let your presence be made known. Let your healing go forth. Let your presence be magnified. Let the light so shine among these men that others will see it and glorify you, which is in heaven. Let the light of God illuminate that atmosphere, so that when others step in, they'll know that the presence of God is there. Heal and deliverance according to your perfect will. For you are the only good. There's only you. Every decision you make is righteous. Every decision you make is good for the benefit of the kingdom. Every decision you speak, it is gospel. Heal and deliver. Let your perfect will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 What was the young lady's name on the paper? Just her name.
Loris.
Loris. Does it say what nation she's from? Loris. Loris, you sent me an email last week. We're praying.
She's in the United States.
You're in the United States. Okay. God can handle your situation.
Thank you, Lord.
God. Washington, amen. You're Loris, right? And she's in the Washington area. So that should be enough information for you. We're gonna be in contact with you. Amen. The prayer team will be praying. We'll be in contact with you. Be encouraged. God is still on the throne. You know, I believe sometime, not Loris, I believe sometime that people forget that God is still in control. I think people forget that this is God's world the enemy's playing in.
That's right.
This is not the enemy's world that he created and God just snuck in. This is God's world. Ryan, I need you front and center, please. This is God's world that the enemy thieved his way in because he's a thief and a robber. He thieved his way in. I know that's not good English, but y'all got it. That's amen. He thieved his way in, lying, stinking snake, slithered his way in, fooled a few people, and got a toehold on God's world. He is not God, nor can he ever be. Listen. For some of y'all that don't got it, I know what I said. Where's Ryan? Come on, son. For some of y'all that don't know this, let me break it down to you, okay? Mm-hmm. All right? Satan, Lucifer, when he was in heaven, is a created being. Somebody made him. There was a time, son, stand right next to Harrison, and you'll find out later. Satan, Lucifer, was created. There was a time where there was no such thing as a Lucifer. Right. Then there came a day where God created him. Y'all follow me?
Amen.
He had a specific job. He was in charge of the praise and worship. He set the atmosphere to bring praises and worship in to the kingdom.
Yeah.
Because all angels were not allowed to be in the presence of God.
Right.
So when he brought in the praise, it was filled with the presence of God, and they were able to feel God in the praises because they were not allowed to be in the presence of God.
Amen. Preach.
Amen.
Come on.
So Satan got full of himself.
Well,
you almost, somebody said Satan must have been around 16 when he got, because that sounds just like a teenager.
Yeah.
He got to sniffing and saw the praises coming in and thought it was all about him.
He sure did.
He got full of himself, like some of y'all. He got full of himself and thought he was something that he wasn't.
Yeah.
He's got to thinking he was also a God.
Mm-hmm.
Because these praises and worship are coming in because of me.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, when your car starts telling you how good it is because it brought you from A to B, and you start reminding the car, I pay the note, I bought the insurance, I put gas in there, and I'm gonna unplug the battery if you keep talking. Do you understand? Does anybody get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Listen, you're just a vehicle that I have employed to serve me.
Yeah.
Satan was just a vehicle that God created to serve the purpose for the kingdom.
Amen.
He sinned, got kicked out,
right,
and now he's mad because you're on your way.
Mm-hmm.
Because he does not want you to have what he can no longer have.
Amen.
He knows how beautiful the kingdom is. He knows how real God is. He knows how fabulous things are. He knows what real life means.
Yes.
And he does not want you to have it because he knows he can't have it anymore.
Amen.
And he knows that after his 7 years are up, Pastor Sandy did a study once and it blew my mind. Because based on what my understanding is, there's a special place in hell for Satan.
Just for
him. And it appears to be under everything else.
Uh-huh.
So hell itself is not bad enough.
Right.
He's going under.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you want to serve a cat that's going under hell? You want to serve somebody that hell is sitting on top of?
Amen.
You want to serve somebody that's going? That's your God. Satan's not a God. He's the prince of the air for now. Notice how God didn't call him a god of the air?
Right.
He's a prince. You're a prince. You're not a god, you're a prince.
Amen.
You're a prince, dude. He's not a god. So you're worshiping a prince instead of the God.
Right.
Satan cannot just jump in you and make you do stuff. You have to allow and you have to come into agreement with him. Amen.
Amen.
You have to come into agreement. Oh, there's so much to talk about.
Amen.
There's so much. But I can't because it's after 12 o'clock. The reason we have to cut time is because we have another church that comes in, our sister church that comes in after us, and we don't want to be disrespectful to them because I can go. There's a lot to say. This is what I'm saying. And then and sadly, we're going to have to cut it. God is in control of this atmosphere. God knows exactly what's going on. God knows exactly where you are. God knows your every need. God can supply your every need. You do not have to bend down to Satan's level in order to be fed. You need to reach up to where God's level is, and so God can. I tell my kids, you don't change who you are because they don't like you.
Amen.
Because their idea is different from yours. You don't change who you are to be their friend. You find new friends.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. You don't change who you have been taught to be just so you can fit in with these people. You find new friends. Oh, we don't agree? Oh, I still like you, but I'm out. Because I'm not going to change who I am. And I already know you're not going to change who you are. And so we agree to disagree. And I'm going to go my way, and you go your way, and I'll see you in the pearly gates.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Well, I mean, I'm just assuming that, you know, I'm just saying. You don't stoop to someone else's level just to be a part of that clique.
Amen.
Yes. You don't stoop to Satan's level to get a... You don't sell your for birthright for a bowl of soup.
Lentil.
A bowl of bean soup. You sold your rights for a bowl of gas.
That's it. Amen.
That's all you did. You what?
That's good.
That's all you did. Because in a couple days you won't even know you ate. Well, I'm just trying to work it out, you know. In a little bit you won't even remember you had it.
Right.
What? I'm right, right?
Yes.
Amen.
From the Holy Spirit.
Don't count God cheap. Don't think that God does not know where you are, what you're dealing with. Why hasn't God delivered me yet? Maybe it's not time.
Amen.
Well, it's been forever. It might be another forever.
Right.
But whatever it takes. See, because I know I'm not going to live forever. So whatever I'm dealing with, it ain't going to last. Because one of us ain't going to be here. So I'm cool with that. Some things last for a couple of days. Some things last for a couple of decades. It doesn't matter. Because I'm leaving. So even if it don't leave, I'm leaving. I'm delivered.
Amen.
Either way it go, I'm guaranteed deliverance. So if I have to fight this fight, I'm not fighting it alone. I'm fighting it with the host of heaven, with the power of the Most High God. The Bible says I can't lose. I read Revelation. I don't. I read the back of the book. I win. All I've got to do is stay in there. That's all I got to do. I just got to stay in the race. I can't give, and even if I gave up, what would I give up to?
Right.
Everything I had, I no longer have it.
Right.
Where all the places I would go, I can't go.
Right.
The Bible says the old, I am a new creation, which means he got rid of the old one. Mm-hmm. So I can't even go back to the old me. There is no old me.
Right.
So if I gave up, where would I go?
Mm-hmm.
Try to recreate something that wasn't any good in the first place?
Right. Wow.
I have nothing to go back to.
Right.
Nothing. The people that used to like me, they don't like me no more.
Right. Barely.
The stuff I used to do, I don't do anymore. I don't even know how to do it anymore.
Right.
I still remember a couple of words, but I don't use them. So what? Why would I sell what God has so richly given me for a bag of farts?
That's it. Right. Amen.
Why would I do that?
100%.
Amen. The brothers get me. The women are like, but the brothers are like, yup. So I got the brother power this morning. The brothers are, amen, amen, amen. Y'all raise your hand. Let's pray out.
Yeah,
what?
Prayer with a bag of farts. All right.
I bet y'all won't forget. Amen. Amen. We thank God for Harrison being here. He's going back home. in another week. We want to pray his safe journey. He came in this morning and just blessed my soul. Amen. And I thank God for him, his amazing wife that I've never met, but I met through him. His amazing children I've never met, but I met through him. And we pray his safe journey, because he is a soldier in the army of the Lord. He reminded me so much of Ryan this morning. We were talking, it's almost like I could see Ryan in him. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you for the service that we had today and the baptism service we had on yesterday. We give you praise and we magnify you for all. We're looking forward to the message that Pastor Sandy is bringing. We thank you for keeping us according to your will and your plan. And Father, forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive me. Forgive us of all sin and unrighteousness. Cleanse our hearts and our minds. Healing and deliverance. Power and authority. That you alone will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Where's Brother Lloyd? Where's Lloyd? Where's Lloyd? I know. Come here. Come here. Come here. Amen. Either in the clouds or in the crowd. Amen. God bless you all. Amen. 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 Brother Lloyd, no, no. Brother Ryan, I need you.